Hilchas Eroitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, the laws of homicide and laws for the preservation of life, chapter 3. This chapter contains 13 halachas. In this chapter, we consider specific cases in which one deliberately commits an act against his fellow man which directly causes his death. And the chapter considers in what cases is this considered murder and the murderer is put to death, and in what cases is this not considered murder and the murderer is not put to death. Halacha Aleph, Hamake es chaveirei bezodoin, one who strikes his fellow man deliberately, be'even, with a stone, oy be'eitz, or with a wooden implement, ve'hamisoi, and he killed him. Then the law is, oimdim dova shehikohu boy, we have to examine the implement with which he struck him, umokim shehiko alov, and the part of the body upon which he struck him, imroi oisei chayfetz lahomis be'eveze oy eneroi. We have to examine it to determine whether this implement is capable of causing death when one strikes this limb or this organ of the body with this implement, or is it not capable of causing death ordinarily? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, be'even yod asher yomus boy bahiko, if he will strike him with a stone that he has in his hand, which is capable of causing death, oy bekliets yod asher yomus boy, or with some wooden implement that he holds in his hand, which is capable of causing death, if with this he struck him. This teaches us, acheyia boy kidei lahamis, that he could only be put to death if the implement with which he struck the victim is sufficiently large and heavy to cause death by striking him. And similarly, we cannot compare, even with the same implement, we cannot compare a case where he struck him on the chest to a case where he struck him on the thigh. Halacha Beis, Hoyil v'nemar asher yomus bo, since the pasuk, as we learned in the last halacha, specified that it has to be an implement asher yomus bo, which one is capable of killing with it, mikan sha'oim demokim hamaka. This teaches us that we are also to examine the place upon which he struck him. Okishem sha'oim dim hachefet shehika boy umokim hamaka, and just as we examine and evaluate the implement with which he struck him and the place upon which he struck him, so also we have to examine and take into account the force of the blow, shenemar be'even yad, because the pasuk says with a stone that he holds in his hand, mikan shemisharin es hayad. This teaches us that we have to examine and determine the strength of the hand. Because you cannot compare a case where one threw a stone at his fellow man from 2 cubits away, to one who threw it from a distance of 10 cubits. Because if he threw a stone 10 cubits, he has thrown it much harder. And similarly, on the other hand, we cannot compare a case where one threw it 10 cubits to a case where one threw it 100 cubits. Because when he threw it too far, the force of the blow begins to become less. And so Beis Din must take into account all of these cases. How hard, how forceful a blow did this implement strike him? Halacha Gimel, v'chein misharin hamako atzma. And similarly, we have to take into account and evaluate the blow itself. U'misharin koyach ha'hoireg v'koyach ha'nerag. And we take into account how strong a man was the murderer, and how strong, how healthy was his victim. That is, we take into account, as the beginning of the halacha says, the blow itself, how hard did he in fact strike him, but we also take into account how hard was he capable of striking, and how strong was the victim to withstand such a blow. If who God loy cotton, is he a large man, an adult, or is it a small child? Oy chazok, oy cholish, was he strong or weak? Oy body, oy chayla, was he healthy, or was he sick? And so all other similar considerations have to be taken into account to determine whether, in this particular case, was the blow sufficient to cause death. Because the pasuk specifies asher yomus bo, it is a blow that is capable of causing death. We have to estimate and take into account and evaluate all factors that led up to the death of this victim. Halacha dalid, kli barzel loy nosna batoyro shiur. In the case of an implement made out of iron, the Torah did not require any specific size or weight. Shenemar, because the pasuk says there, ve'im bichli barzel hikahu vayomis, if he struck him with an iron implement and he died, roitzeachu, he is a murderer. Therefore, va'afilu b'machat, even if he struck him with a needle, v'hu sheyia loichud kemoy machat. However, that in striking him with a needle, it will only be if it has a sharp point like a needle. Then even though such a needle ordinarily may not be expected to cause death, nevertheless, the Torah says that in all cases we're afraid it will cause death. Oy shiput, or he struck him with a stake of iron. Oy sakin, or a knife, v'chayoytzi b'hem, or any similar implement made of iron. If, however, he struck him not with an actual utensil or implement made of an iron, but just with a piece of iron weight, or some similar thing, then we have to evaluate it the same way that we inspect and evaluate a wooden or stone implement. We have to evaluate a piece of scrap metal. But an implement, no matter how small it is capable of causing death if made out of iron. If one struck his fellow man without any implement, but let's say with his fist, and he killed him, for example, he struck him with his hand, or with his foot, or he shoved him or pushed him in his head, he butted him with his head, and he killed him. Then we have to evaluate the strength of the attacker, and the strength of the victim, and the place where he struck him. You cannot compare a case where someone pushed his friend with a finger to a case where he kicked him with a foot, where he kicked him with his foot with all his strength. And you cannot compare the case where he kicked him in the chest to a case where he kicked him out at his waist. And you cannot compare the case of a weak person who struck someone who was healthy and strong to a case of a healthy and strong person who kicked someone who was weak or sick. And how do we know that we have to take all of these factors into account? Because the pasuk says, if he struck him with hatred, using his hand, and he died. In such a case, the one who struck him is to be put to death. So we learn that even in a case where he struck him by hand, we take these factors into account. Even though the pasuk said with his hand, nevertheless, the pasuk still specified that it had to be with hatred. That means miklal shemishar and koyach ha'akov. From this, we infer that we have to take into account the force of the blow. Halacha zayin v'chein hadoich v'schaveri meroish hagag. So similarly, a case where one shoved his fellow man off a rooftop, v'nafal v'meis, and he fell down and died. Mishadim goyva hamokim she'pilim me'alov, v'koyach hanitchav. We have to take into account how high was the place that he threw him down from, and how strong was the victim who was pushed. She'nidoy me'ben yoymei she'nafal le'godol she'nafal, because the case will be different for a case of a child 1 day old that fell off a roof, or an adult that fell off. How do we know that we take into account the height of the place? Because the pasuk says, if with hatred, with enmity, he will push him down. The Rambam says, it's my opinion that any place where the height was not 10 hand breaths, ain't by kedei lahamis. This is automatically taken to be not sufficient to kill someone. Kemoisha amru baboil inyan behema. Just as we learned in Hilchis Nizkei Mamon concerning a pit into which someone's animal fell. Halacha ches, echot hamakes chaveri beevenoi va'eitz, oishiko begush ofer oi begush melech. The same laws here apply regardless of whether he struck him with a stone or with a piece of wood, or if he struck him with a clump of earth or with a clump of salt, the gofris or crystallized sulfur, or besal maleyofer, or with a basket full of earth, or tzeruris, or basket full of pebbles, vafilu bepelach dveila, or even if he struck him with a wheel of pressed figs. One presses figs together, figs or dates together into a solid mass. It doesn't matter, even though the component parts here are not sufficient to, all of these things are made of component parts of which are not sufficient to kill somebody. If we had these separate parts and threw them all at once, they would not kill someone. But here, since they have put together into one mass, they are evaluated as being sufficient to kill. Shenema, the pasuk says, Asha yomuz ba, something which one can kill with. Kol shehu roi lahamis, anything which is able to cause death. V'hakoyvet shuham shememis, because it's not the component parts that determine whether it can cause death, but the final weight of the whole thing that determines whether it causes death. Halacha tes, hadeichav eschaveri l'teicha mayim or l'teicha eish, if one pushed his fellow man into water or into a fire, oim demoisai, we have to estimate here, im yochel lalis misham potter, if he could have climbed up from there and saved himself, and he failed to do so, potter mimisas bezdin, and the one who pushed him in there is not put to death by bezdin. V'im lav chayav. But if he pushed him in such a way, the condition was that he could not have climbed out and saved himself, then the one who pushed him in there is guilty and is put to death. V'chein, im kova shalom b'teich ha'mayim, or similarly, if he weighed him down while he was in water, or b'teich ha'esh, or inside the fire, he weighed him down and pressed down on him so he couldn't get out, adjali nisha b'koyach lalois, and he kept him there until he was so weak that now he no longer could come out. And then even though he let him go before he was dead, but now he no longer had the strength to come out, although he originally could have, v'meis, and he died. Chayiv, the one who pushed him in there and held him there, is put to death. Afa pisha einei hu hadeichim betchila, even though the one who held him there and prevented him from coming out was not the one who pushed him to begin with, nevertheless, he has caused his death. V'hu adin l'meniach yodei al pi chaveri v'chotmoi, and similarly, the law will apply to one who put his hand over his fellow man's mouth and nose, ad she'nichei mefarper, until he left him struggling, v'hinei yochel lichyois, and he is no longer able to live, or he tied him down, and he left him in a place where he was exposed to the cold, or he was exposed to the heat of the sun, and he left him there till he died, or he built an enclosure around him, which kept the air away from him, and he suffocated, or he brought him into a cave, oilabayis, or into a house, ve'ishin olav, and he lit a fire there and caused smoke that suffocated him, achameis, until he asphyxiated and died, ve'shichnisei labayis shal shayish, or he took him into a marble house that has no ventilation, ve'hidlik olav ha'neir, and he lit a candle there, achahimisei ha'hevel, and the gas, the carbon monoxide, gas that's emitted from the burning candle, killed him. Bechol elu neregalov. In all of these cases, he's killed for him. Shazek meishachonik biyadei, because all of these are considered as if he had directly strangled him by hand. Halocha yud. Aval hakoifes es chaveiroi v'nichei berov. However, one who tied up his fellow man and left him there to starve, ad shemeis, until he died, eishakofsei v'nichei shemokei, shesoif hatzina, b'mokim shesoif hatzina echam alovi l'sham uba, or he tied him up and he left him in a place where he was not at that time exposed to the cold or to the sun. But it was a place where eventually it would become cold, or eventually the sun would beat down upon him. Ubo, and the cold or the sun arrived, and it killed him. Oishakofa olav gigis, or he turned upside down some sort of a large container and put it over him, so that he would suffocate. Oishapora olav es hamaziva, or the person was inside a house and he removed the roof or the covering from it, so that the sun would eventually beat down upon him. Oishahishich olav es hanochosh, or he sent a serpent, a snake, against him. Veitzorich loymarim shisa by kelev oinochosh, and needless to say, if he deliberately excited a dog or a snake against him. B'chol eilu eimemisim oisoi. In all of these cases, we do not put him to death. V'harehu roitzeachn. But nevertheless, he is considered to be a murderer, because in all of these cases, at the time that he actually was in contact with his victim, at the time he was actually doing something to his victim, the thing that would kill him was not there yet. Nevertheless, so therefore he is considered nevertheless a murderer, but he is not put to death. The doirish domim, doirish mimenu dam, and the one who demands blood for the victim will demand his blood from him. In other words, he will be punished by heavenly decree. Halocha yudalev, v'chein hadeichev chaveri beboyer, so also one who pushed his fellow man into a pit, v'hoyesham sulam sheyochel alisalov, and there was a ladder by which he could climb out from there, oishazorek becheitz, or he shot an arrow at him, v'hoya tris biyadei, and he had some sort of shield in his hand, lahogin alav, with which he could have protected himself, uva acher, and in this case someone else came along, v'silikis asulam, and he took away the ladder so that the victim could not climb out of the pit, v'heisir es hatris, or in the case where one shot an arrow at him, someone else came along and removed the shield from his hand, so he could no longer protect himself from the arrow. In these cases, shnehem eina rogim bebezdin, both of them, that is the one that shot the arrow and the one who removed the shield, or the one that pushed him into the pit and the one who removed the ladder, eina rogim bebezdin, they are not put to death in bezdin. Afilu hoya hadoicheif atzmai hu shechoza vesile kasulam. Even if the one who pushed him into the pit, he himself was the one who then went ahead and removed the ladder, Potter, mimisas bezdin, he is free from being put to death by the bezdin, v'nidrash mimenu hadam, and nevertheless the blood will be demanded from him by heavenly punishment. Halocha yud beis, hazoirek tzeroir bakoisel, if one threw a pebble against the wall, means a pebble or a small stone against the wall, v'chozro ha'evin l'achireho, and the stone bounced back, v'hargo, and it killed someone, chayev misas bezdin, he, the one who threw the stone, is put to death by the bezdin, shamikoichoi hibo, because even though the stone struck him after it bounced, but the bounce was caused by his power, he himself threw it against the wall to bounce, v'chol elu shemesachakim bekadur, And all of these cases where people play with balls, and they are balls that are heavy enough and strong enough to kill someone, shehisru bahem, and people warn them that they might kill someone with it, vehargu, and they killed them, b'teich arba amis, if they killed them within a distance of less than 4 cubits from the wall, they're playing a game of handball, this is talking about, where the intention is to see how far, how hard one can hit the ball against the wall, and how far away the ball will bounce from the wall. That is the purpose of the game here. So, b'teich arba amis, if the ball bounced less than 4 cubits away from the wall and struck someone and killed him, since it was not the intention of the one who was playing handball here, it was not his intention to bounce the ball like that, it was his intention to bounce the ball a much greater distance, therefore it's considered an unintentional killing, and he is not to be put to death. Chutz l'arba amis, if however it traveled and more than 4 cubits and struck someone and killed him, afilu l'soif meya amah, even if it bounced a distance of up to 100 cubits and it killed someone, chayavim, we say that it was his intention to bounce it that far, and they are put to death. But that will only be the case if, considering the force with which struck, it was sufficient to cause death, as we've already stated earlier in this chapter. Halacha yud gimel, zorak evan lemayla, if one threw a stone upward, the hochal it's dodin, and it went sideways, the harga, and it killed, chayav, he is guilty and is to be put to death. This means as follows, he did not throw it directly straight up. He threw it up, but at an angle. Now when the stone that he threw up is coming down, it's still coming down slightly at an angle, slightly to the side. The angular component, the horizontal component of the path that the stone takes is still directly from the force of his throwing the stone. And therefore it's considered as directly from his force, and he is therefore put to death. This means, however, that if it did not go sideways at all, if he threw it straight upward, and it came falling straight downward, then of course it is falling down not due to his original force of his throw, it's coming down now due to the force of gravity, and it would appear that he is not put to death. If someone tied up his fellow man and left him there in a place and in a condition where he could not escape, and he caused water to flood over him, and he died, in such a case he is put to death. But this is only in a case where he dies directly from the original force of what he did. In other words, directly from the original water that he spilled on him, and not from later water that came along because he had opened the pipe and resulted in his dying.